I was born bold.
Get a Rockstar car park just 2 minutes from the terminal at Melbourne Airport's new short and sweet parking zone. Struggling with back pain? Time to try Kieser. Visit kieser.com.au. Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Oh, I can't believe it. The Wisp's on. Richo's walked in. Tim's off the bench. He's got the ball in his hand. And Richo,
he kicks a magnificent goal.
Why did they start him on the bench? Look at the strut on him running back to the bench.
That's his fifth kick.
Look at him.
Look at him.
How happy is he? Hasn't acknowledged one other player on the field.
Just move on with the show, please. Come on, let's go.
Hey, this is my area of expertise, having kicked five wearing the big V. That was beautiful by you, Tim.
And that voice, people don't like this self-indulgence. Yes, come on, move on.
They love it. That's Jason Richardson's voice. We have just had, for us, bit of Nirvana, just seen Flea and speaking of Dougie and having Ken Hunter. And our audience, thankfully, have enjoyed ripping stuff, hearing the Vic hate and rivalry again, watching those games. This is a great childhood memory. It's Chris from Mitcham. Today's show is great, in tears on the drive into work, and this is the best segment of all time. Well, Jono, okay. Once a week, you should start a segment, bring in a good bloke from the old days and tell funny stories, which is essentially what we've been doing, and I've loved every second of it.
It was, and actually, I've just been driving in laughing and actually reminiscing and thinking, you guys are actually talented enough and good enough to be out there playing. But for us mere mortals, I can remember I went to school, so in year 12, 1986, we used to rush home. We always used to meet at the Bull's house. We would rush down to get the tram from De La Salle College, rush to the Bull's house in High Street, Malvern, to make sure that we watched State of Origin, because the Western Australian game, I reckon, kicked off at around 3 o'clock.
Time difference would have been perfect.
Absolutely perfect. The Bull used to make sure that he had the house ready to go. The Bear, Porks, Tank and I would just storm there, and then we would be cheering as a mad Carlton supporter. I'd be cheering for Flea Waitman, who was the greatest state player.
Unbelievable.
He looked like he didn't try when he was playing for Richmond. He only tried when he played for Victoria.
We had five blokes hanging off him when he was playing for Richmond.
That's probably a fair point. And we got to appreciate so many players that we probably didn't see. Because remember, I reckon like Doug Hawkins.
Yeah.
I don't reckon I saw a lot of games live of Doug. Remember in the old World of Sport days, they'd show three games live, and then they'd say, now here's a review of Bulldogs versus Sydney, and it'd be in slow motion with that funny,
I mean, that's a
that
great
is
point
so true.
To tell our younger audience who are just being brought up on a diet of live games everywhere. If your team wasn't a very good team,
that's right,
you might see the replay of them once or twice a year.
If that.
Like the Demons are good. Well, I rang for Hawthorn back in the day, thankfully, so I got a great feel. But if you were a Melbourne supporter back then, or Fitzroy or St Kilda, you were lucky to get 5 minutes.
Absolutely. And I can remember one of my great mates, Porks, he was a Bulldog supporter. He used to talk about Kelvin Templeton blood coming out of our ears. I don't think I ever saw him play except for that game that he kicked. Yeah, 15, 16 or whatever.
You tell that story, but we had, I don't know whether Gary was the same, but we had our own heroes even when we were playing, like the contemporaries.
Oh, right.
And Gary Ablett, the day that he kicked the 8 goals from the half-forward flank.
Did you play in that game?
No. We were at training and the property steward had the TV in the property room, right? And it was sort of like just a little opening to the property room. There was about 15 blokes milled around there watching the black and white TV set with Gary Ablett. And we're all just thinking, my God, have a look at this bike. We've never seen anything like it.
And also, can you remember, I remember stupid stuff. I can't remember to go and get the milk when my wife asked me to, but I can remember stupid stuff. Like when Kevin Sheedy caused huge controversy when he was the Victorian coach and he flew in Shane Hurd to run with a player. Who was he running with?
Nisby's got this story. He flew him in.
Like Shane Hurd wasn't in the top 70 players, but he was a run with.
It was the coach's pick. I'm pretty sure that he flew him in to play on Craig Bradley.
Oh. Or Tony McGuinness, or would be
One of those guys. We've tried to get Shane Hurd on to talk about it, but he didn't talk back then, and he's not talking now.
And just seeing Ken Hunter. Mate, as a Carlton supporter, and I was fascinated listening to Vossie talk about it. Mm. As a Carlton supporter, you know how some clubs, you've got players that other clubs recognise, gee, that guy was a good player. But then there's those that barrack for that team that have them way above what every other club supporter has them. Ken Hunter is a god at Carlton Footy Club. He was the most magnificent player.
He epitomised everything you love in a footballer, didn't he?
Oh, he went where angels fear to tread.
Yeah.
He was courageous to a fault.
Unbelievable.
What a player he was.
Do you know the other thing I've noticed with these state games is that the modern game is about rotation, on off, rotate, get him on, get on. I've watched Plugger play in three of these the state games, and he's worked his backside off from start to finish. Kick fives and sixes. Yeah. He pays every second of every quarter, and Victoria in this game are winning by about 90 points, and he's still out there belting himself around.
And why wouldn't he be? Because the other thing was that you saw, when Steve Kernahan emerged when he kicked 10, but he didn't just kick 10. He kicked 10 on Bruce Dool.
Yeah.
That wasn't a day where player would play on a certain...
You talk about emerge. That probably announced sticks to the board. Wayne Carey emerged in a state game.
Yeah, that's true.
I reckon it was about 91 maybe. He played centre forward for South Australia and just sliced us all. Like one after another. Langford, Ruse, Fraudley, Lyon, bang. Just went tun, 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 tun. And we walked off the ground and we all looked at each other and went, Jesus, what have we just seen?
He can play a bit. And for us Carlton supporters, when Kernan was kicking a goal, my mum, passionate Carlton supporter, he's coming to the Blues next year.
Yeah.
Kicks the first. Coming to the Blues next year. 10.
That's the thing about this is why Carlton supporters back in our day, we just didn't like them because virtually what would happen is Jack Elliott and Shane O'Sullivan, whoever else is there, just grab their bit of paper and they go, let's watch the state game. Who's the best player? Let's go and get them.
Yep.
And we'll have Motley, we'll have Bradley, we'll have Kernan, we'll have Thorodich, we'll have Satori, we'll have Naley. You just went and bought them.
Yep. That's
bang,
right.
Bang, 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 bang.
And you know what? There's actually. I've been involved a little bit with the Carlton Footy Club, going to a few functions.
You host the AGM now.
We want to talk about that.
But going to a few functions, there's still a mentality. I can remember being there about a year ago and the Carlton, all the hierarchy going through the plans and what we're doing and drafting kids and this kid's going to be good and then we've traded out and laid out the whole plan to the elite of the supporters. It was articulated superbly. And then one guy right at the back after about four beers just stood up and goes, how much money do you need, mate? Let's just buy the good players. and the club's there going, no, you can't do that anymore. Why not? It's garbage.
Mark Naley, another one I just saw.
Another great player. Was that your first effort at emceeing the AGM the other night?
Yes.
Congratulations, actually, because there's a lot of good feedback.
Emceeing an AGM, it's unusual. What would you, the thing about the AGMs, they're a little dry.
They're a very serious function, actually.
It's a very serious
function. It's a very serious event.
It's a very serious event. That's why I was involved.
So were you the warm-up guy?
No, not at all. No, I was interviewing. I was John Deeks.
That's Vince Serenti does that sort of stuff.
Michael Pope.
Hang on, doesn't Deeksy do it? Seven.
Well, he mustn't have been available if they got
right.
You.
No, I just interviewed a few of the players just because, hey, mate, the members are the lifeblood of any footy club. They had the privilege of getting to meet the players, the new players to the club, before others. So,
hey, we liked it. When we heard it, we liked it.
Interviewing a few of those and then also just facilitating that, make sure that every one of the members got a voice, because what tends to happen is some of the real loud guys want to ask 10 questions, whereas it's important just to dish it around. That was my role.
1992 was the Carey coming of age announcement game, so you get that one out and see that, and you go, "Gee, hey, stay with us. We've got very, very big day of racing tomorrow.
Oh, have we?
Golly gee.
And we're right with you.
Hey, are you though?
100%.
Are you
as strong?
Look
as
me in the eye.
I'll get to it after this. I've got to talk to this man first.
I was born.
Get a Rockstar car park just 2 minutes from the terminal at Melbourne Airport's new short and sweet parking zone. Struggling with back pain? Time to try Kieser. Visit kieser.com.au. Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Bring it on, indeed. That's capturing the moment, Richo.
I reckon he butchered that.
Wait, Butcher?
Yeah, Matty Hill. He's no good as a caller.
Oh, you'd be joking. He was absolutely
my favourite call of all time.
He absolutely stunk it up then.
Bringing it on, it will happen tomorrow, and he'll be doing it all again.
Oh, no, he's not on.
He joins us on the line. Hey, Matty, welcome.
Hello, lads. How you going? Looking forward to it. I don't think I've been more excited about a horse race for a long time. This is going to be a beauty.
Hey, bring on the guineas. Did that just pop into your head as that race finished?
It did, you know, because, as I reckon that race 2 weeks ago, it was a Group 3 race, CSA Stakes, and both of the two horses that we can't wait to see tomorrow were ridden upside down. They were up near the front. That's not their usual patterns. And I reckon tomorrow they're going to both get the runs that they want. You've got a horse like Chenier who was hitting the line really well into third. I can't see tomorrow being a disappointment. I think what we're going to see will be with us forever.
Matty, wonderful to have you on the program. Jason Richardson here, first-time caller, long-time admirer.
Oh, hello, Richard.
hey, do you prepare certain lines for big occasions? Because we've heard from Dennis Cometti, he's prepared the odd line now and then, and if the occasion fits, he just slides it in. Do you prepare it as a race caller?
It's a great question. I usually try and have something, just maybe a little sentence in the back of my mind for a certain occasion, but I try and keep it pretty clear. But there's a couple of things rattling around in my head for tomorrow. But
well, maybe this is a beautiful place to workshop and we can give you some feedback.
You get feedback,
especially
all right?
Yeah, especially if there's two horses like Catalyst and Alligator Blood going to the line together. I obviously have to come out with something. But overall, I'm just looking forward to it. And look, the thing is, I think it's unfair to say it could be a match race because there's a couple of other horses in the race that could bowl them over. It's just such a great race. And I don't really want to prepare too much, if that makes sense.
Well, that does make sense to us. I mean, Tim has been doing this form studiously. Tim, do you want to give Matt the benefit of some of your wisdom?
Alabama Express.
Yes.
I'm liking the look of this horse, Matty.
Right in particular, Tim.
Well, let Matty finish.
Well, Alabama Express.
Let's just start with it. Last Star Group 1 winner, okay?
Yeah, okay.
That's what I like.
Against
about
the older horses.
Yeah. I like that, though.
Yeah, it makes its own luck. It'll be pushing forward, no doubt about that. They're going to have to pass him in the straight. That's the first thing with Alabama Express. So I'd be sticking with it. If that's your thought, if that's what your heart says, and that's what your head says, go with it, I reckon.
No, he's pretty flimsy. Don't worry, he'll flip if you can tell him that it's no chance. Is that right, Tim?
But how many times, Richo, have you changed your mind on a racetrack?
Oh, well, it's...
It's just not on, is it? I mean, it was the first thing my granddad always ever said, never change your mind on a racetrack, and we just do it on a daily basis.
Are you superstitious at all, Matt? Have you got a little outfit that you like to wear for a big Group 1 race like this?
No, not really, although I must confess, I don't mind wearing odd socks. I did that years ago, and it gave me a bit of luck, so... If I manage to pull them out of the drawer and they're not quite the same, it doesn't tend to bother me.
We might send him a special pair of all-day socks from Underworks, Gary.
They always stay up, that's for sure. Hey, Matty, tell me this. from a footy point of view, you go out, if you got a kick early, you know, you're feeling good. I imagine if you're the cricketer, you hit one in the middle, you go, oh, I'm in for a good day. Can you tell if you're in for a good calling day from your first race?
That's a very good point. Yes, absolutely. I reckon the first race, you want to get the first race right because you just want to get it out smoothly, especially if it's a photo finish. You might get the photo right. You don't want to get a photo wrong in the first race because it's a long day from that point on with nine races. So, yeah, you're absolutely spot on, Gaz. I reckon first race, get it over and done with. Tomorrow we've only got seven runners down the straight, so that should be okay. And you always got to leave a little bit in reserve as well. I'm sure as a footballer, you know, the first 5 minutes you don't go absolutely ballistic because it's a long day ahead.
Well, you get it right every time. We've loved it since you've taken over and you're doing a magnificent job. And good luck tomorrow. It'll be a fantastic day's racing.
No, good on you, boys. And look after that Richo for us, will you? I mean, he's a
shy,
vulnerable young
shy,
man.
Shy, retiring type. We're just trying to get him out of his shell. That's the best we can do.
Yeah, hear what he said? Sure. I'm vulnerable, mate. Look after me.
Matt Hill joining us there, who's been a magnificent revelation since assuming the number one calling role.
Thanks, Hilly.
Bloody good. What did you just call him?
Hilly.
Well, he's not a hilly.
Do you notice I didn't even bring up the fact that you didn't know who...
No, Gary, you don't need to even mention
Hang on, what happened?
You don't need to
Flemington
mention
Share it with our audience.
2 years ago when you thankfully helped us out of a sticky point.
That's right.
And then the WS5 was talking to Matt Hill, excited and thrilled, and he just sort of fresh-aired him. And I said, mate, that's the man that's calling all the action here.
He sounded taller than that. I thought he was...
How do you sound tall? I do cop that a bit when I meet someone for the first time and they go, do you thought you're a lot taller? I said, I do interview jockeys for a living. So.
Yeah, it's true. Now you get a Rockstar car park just 2 minutes from the terminal, Melbourne Airport's new short and sweet parking zone, Keyser. If you're struggling with any sort of pain, back pain, Richo, you got anything sore?
No, mate, I'm in really good nick because I've got a big match race coming up. I need to tell you about it.
After the break, try Keyser. Thanks, Meredith. Thank you very much, Meredith. Now, a lot of people want to know whether there's going to be an EJ Witten medal struck tonight. No, there'll be a 2020 State of Origin for Bushfire Relief Best on Ground medal. And the panel is Nick Revolt, Luke Hodge, the president of the Omeo District Footy Club, Ray Gallagher.
Great.
Chief Officer of the Victorian State Emergency Service, Tim Wybush. And a Google fan vote. So that's a nice way to do it on a night where it's a little bit different.
That's an absolute beauty. Hey, I'm building up my fitness at the moment.
What are you doing?
Because I'm doing the run for the kids.
How far?
5.2 kilometres.
Oh,
hang on.
Walk in the park.
Yeah.
Because Channel 7, Channel Wisp, has decided to have a match race between the news team and sport.
Wispy.
The news team have announced, therefore.
Who is it?
Which will be Jackie Felgate, who is like a whippet and will just run like there's no tomorrow. Mm. Pete Mitchell's running.
Oh, handicap.
Mm.
Joan Bunn's running.
Oh.
And Timothy Michael Watson.
What?
No.
Running.
No.
Yes.
No.
So us in sport.
That hasn't come across my desk.
I've been called in and I said, I'm going toe-to-toe with Watson.
He couldn't run 5K. Wisp.
5.2 kilometres.
I want to go on the record as saying the Wisp won't be running.
Well, hang on.
You can play that back to Lewis Martin or anyone else in Channel 7.
The only reason I've said yes is because I thought I was going toe-to-toe with the Wisp.
So who are you running for?
Well, if it's the sport team, and because we knew we were up against the news team.
Oh, sport versus news.
Sport versus news.
Yep.
World indoor 800 metre champion Tamsin Lewis is going to run for us. We've decided to, because he's going to do
covered there.
Special comments, we're bringing Mo Farah to come in and run against Pete Mitchell.
Mo Farah.
Steve Monteghetti's going to be involved.
Where's Mo Farah going to be doing special comments?
He's with Channel Wisp.
For what?
For the 1,500 and the 5,000.
In what?
At the Olympics in Tokyo.
Oh, it's going ahead, is it?
Oh, what it's not, is it? What it's worth $1 billion are we going to... Because someone's got a sniffle.
Don't make light of the coronavirus.
Come
postponed.
It's going on.
Postponed is my mail.
Are you telling me you're not going to be part...
I've been sold a lemon. I won't be running in that.
You hadn't run. You hadn't run since the 89
state. What do you mean you can't run?
I've got a very dicky knee.
Oh, Richard. Good chat.
I bravely walk. That's how big my ticker is.
He hasn't run since that 89 state game, and I'm not sure he ran too much there either. Richo Ship's up next. I was
born. Get a Rockstar car park. Just 2 minutes from the terminal at Melbourne Airport's new short and sweet parking zone. Struggling with back pain? Time to try Keyser. Visit kieser.com.au. Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Call of the year could win a brand new Toyota Kluger GX two-wheel drive. You can download the My Toyota app. Just hold it. My Toyota app today. Book your next service online. LK Diesel Service, your Kubota-powered pumps and Kubota generator experts. You can visit lkdiesel.com.au. Richo's tips very shortly. And this man, thanks for the Siska tip last week, Richo. Nice hunji to end up winning for the day.
We had a couple of nice winners early in the day. Then we went through a number of runner-up performances.
That's when I jumped off.
Then we came home strong with Miss Siska. So,
righto. So your tips in a moment. Do you have a phone call?
I had a text message. I didn't realise that Billy Goggin was a big listener to our show.
He said, Wisp,
I've been listening to the frivolity this morning. He said, I've still got the player scorecard here. Even though you only played the second half, I had you at 8 out of 10 and Gary at a 6.5.
Hey, I just
that'll be the last word about this game.
I watched that whole game, and that is not true. Righto.
I didn't see you playing the same team together.
Yeah, I did we ever. Hey, my idol.
I played with him.
I thought you were different eras.
No,
Garrity. I thought you were a lot younger.
They put him on the bench. I nearly broke down. Jeez, I said, don't put my idol on the bench. It's embarrassing for me.
So it's official. You're not running in the run for the kids.
Move on. What do you got for us?
Next one.
Hey, fabulous Flemington. Oh, you know what?
Track bias.
Oh, that was a bit annoying
last
week.
That was very difficult to look at.
People were getting a little hot under the collar, weren't they?
The track bias. Yeah, just explain to people that don't know what the track bias is, what it is.
Well, such as yourself.
Track bias last week was because it was a really warm day and it was firm on the inside, it was impossible to make ground. So what happens is horses that were going around the corner in the first one or two on the rail, it was just impossible to get past them.
Yeah.
So we saw, I mean, Pippi was very fast and she was superb. So you don't judge it on Pippi, but then you look back and you see a horse called Vainstream, who was 150-1, ended up running fifth because it was just on that little sweet spot back on the rail. So that was very frustrating for a lot of the punters who were trying, who had done their form on what they deemed to be a fair track where you can swoop down the outside. There was no swooping.
No, how quickly do they discover that, okay, well, maybe we need to redo our form then?
Well, race number one, we had Actow, our boy, just parked behind the leader. He got over the top and won. We all went, you beauty.
Off and racing.
In race number two, we had Adelaide Ace. He led.
Go the Ace.
And he kicked and we were like, you ripper.
Here we go.
And then we started to...
race three, we did.
We had Hill Haunt us sloop up on the inside at $30.
That was your third pick.
Well, you jumped off at that stage.
No, I had not had two winners. Why would I jump off?
Mate, I was getting text messages from you talking about yourself in the third person saying Garrity's having a very good day.
And then there was that bloke smoking the pipe.
Oh, that's right.
Righto, let's go. Race one, the middies handicap.
Race number one. Now, there's a $1.70 favourite here. Now, I don't want to jump on radio at beautiful SEN, Melbourne's home of sport, and talk about a $1.70 favourite. No. So what we need to do, because anyone can do that, that'll be the number one tip for every one of the form analysts in the papers or wherever you grab it. We need to find something to beat it.
Well, you're not going to get you're only going to pay the second horse, aren't you, for the
place? Yeah, that's right. First and second.
Righto.
But Des Moines can defeat the favourites. Let's have something on Des Moines, horse number seven. Now, this is out of a mare called Inkster, who is a massive mare. You wait till you see this girl in the mounting yard. She's 580 kilos.
That's a big horse.
I'm going to put a GB next
Gary,
to her.
What's that mean? That's a big horse.
Good breeding.
Good
breeding. That's a lot of horse.
Hang on.
Hey, that's a French name. Is this a French horse, is it?
No, it's not a French horse.
Right,
it's
okay.
By War out of Inkster. Called Des Moines.
Righto, race two.
Okay.
These little races, you know, they're nice to get us off to a start, but we've got to get to the back end.
Well, they're still paying Australian currency.
Yes, righto.
Good point.
Gee, you've changed. Talking of French horses, I'm with a French horse here, and don't roll your eyes if you go, oh, geez, you tipped this horse a few times and it runs second.
Not Vonger Mask.
No, get stuffed. It is King of Leo Grants, horse number four. It's going from 1,600 metres up to 2,600 metres. I think it'll run an exceptional race. Dan O'Brien, Damien Lane keeps low in the weights. We'll get $4 on the day, and I think we can comfortably back it.
Will it get the ground, Richard? That's a big jump up.
It'll get the ground,
I'll put IB next to that.
What does that mean?
International bias. Race three.
Now, our audience, what happened last week is he had all these stupid codes written all over his form guide, and then he texts me on Saturday morning and said, I left the form guide at work.
What does B mean?
I left the form guide here.
You idiot.
Race three.
Race number three. Now, this is for the two-year-olds down the straight at Flemington. Now, let me just, get in tight. Let's get in the huddle. There was a horse, should have seen its jump out.
I like a jump out.
You know what I'm talking about?
I like one.
This is a debutante that's never raced before, but has done an outstanding jump out.
Greggy Urell.
And Damien Oliver said, I'm going to stick with it.
Oh, I love myself.
And it's called I Love Myself.
Yeah. Mm. You know what I'm putting next to that?
What?
Arthur. Richo. I love myself. Race four.
Hang on.
Oh, sorry.
Hang on. So we have I Love Myself.
I Love Myself got love bites on his mirror?
Yeah. Drinks its own bath water too. And, hey, just have a little something small though. Just also small. Mm-hmm. Big on I Love Myself. Small on Diamond-esque.
Number?
$26. Oh. Number nine, Brett Prebble. Team Snowden.
I'll put double S. Yeah.
What's that mean?
Small shekels.
Thank you.
Race four.
Race number four. Here's a grey mare. We love a grey mare, don't we?
Yep.
The old grey mare, she ain't what she used to be.
Well, great, graceful glamour.
Thank you. Yeah. She went straight to the front and led.
Didn't look like losing.
That's
track
exactly
bias.
Right, track bias.
On a wet day, you go with the greys.
Oh, really? Mm. Well, it's not going to be wet, but I like this grey mare. She's going to be around $6. Her name is Fidelia, horse number six. Brett Preble again. B. Preble. Isn't it great to have the former Hong Kong superstar back in Australia doing well?
Okay, can I just say this?
Oh, okay.
We spoke to Simon Zara. Palmy is his best of the day.
Well, that wouldn't be hard because he's got a whole lot of skunks right.
No, he hasn't. He's got three favourites.
He's a passionate Carlton supporter. Oh, I hope he's still listening.
He'll be listening, don't worry. So you need to give Palmy no chance?
No, Palmy's a chance, of course.
I'll be backing the five, Mademoiselle Tess.
Hang on. Are you running a rogue program?
Oh, that's an omen bet for his beautiful daughter.
Yeah, you know what? She'll run really well, Matt. But are you
and I'll be backing that.
Are you running a rogue? Are you running a rogue program?
I could be.
Race five.
Well, this is suddenly I've lost the win. Well, you're taking the jam out of my donut.
Keep going, you start well, but this is where you had problems. So lift.
Oh, this is an interesting.
I tell you what, you've turned on me.
No,
quick,
I'm
it?
Back with you.
Hey, this is a very interesting text that's just come through.
Okay, what has that?
Wisp had 18 disposals in the second half of the 89 state game.
That was the game was done though.
Yeah,
wasn't
that's
it,
right.
Really?
It was shot the ribbons.
That was my specialty getting on in the second half when we were 15 goals up. I'd cut anyone to ribbons.
Set the whole thing up by then.
Race five.
Race five, horse number six in Blaze Jowski. Greg Urill, the Freckleodian, and Craig Williams. $6. So unlucky last start.
It's one of my favourite horses in this race.
Who?
Yulong January.
Oh, yeah. Had a little 4 week freshen up. Yeah, but it's $4, mate.
What's wrong with that?
No, that's good. However, I want to bring our audience at 11:16 SN. It was more of the, occasional racing fan. I want to get him a return, and Blaze Jowski's it.
I'm putting an NS.
What's that?
Not sure. Six.
What? What are you laughing at?
No, keep going. I actually can't read the text out. It's very funny, but I can't read it.
Okay, sure. We get to race number six. I want you to have a two-bet strategy here. And horse number eight, Embrace Me, Damien Oliver, Dan O'Brien. $6.50, ran a terrific race in the Australia Stakes. Just needs luck. It'll get back last. It'll be in the light blue colours. Don't rip up your ticket halfway through the race. Just be patient.
KF next to that.
And number seven at $10 will run a super race. Trialed impressively. Its name is Gift of Power. So one at 10, one at 6.50. Back them both, and I reckon we'll be right in the money.
I tell you what, if this goes the way that you're predicting it, Ollie's going to have four winners by race six.
Well, hang on. I've gone Embrace Me. I tipped I Love Myself. That's only two.
Okay. All right.
Keep up.
I've mismarked that.
Keep up, will you? God, help me. Race seven, the Kennedy Australian Guineas for $1 million.
He's got the favourite in the previous race. I'll take that. Hey, the Australian Guineas.
Yep.
What happened in the CS Hay Stakes? Keep in mind, the CS Hay Stakes, four of the last 5 years, has been the lead-up race.
Rode upside down, though.
Who did?
In the
CS Hays. But what did we tip and what did we barrack for?
Chenier.
Yeah, Chenier.
And what did we think?
Excellent run.
Actually, Wisp came on and just said Damien Oliver slaughtered it. That's what he said.
He backed him up.
Wash your mouth out,
I'm
Gary.
I'm not washing it out at all.
Richo, you were here. Did I say that?
No, that's exactly what you said.
Richo wasn't here. You said on Monday. You said he had no idea what he was doing.
I said that he couldn't get the run on the rails that he needed, had to switch to the outside, change stride, get going again,
get on
and
his
was
Melbourne
going
leg.
To the line hard.
Beautifully said. Mate, well summed.
And with some other stuff on board as well. But anyway, where are we going?
Now goes to the mile. Why wouldn't we stay with him? He's only had three career starts. And you think to yourself, will he run a mile? Well, then I went into the breeding. His mum won the Wakeful Stakes and ran second in the Oaks, Zydeco. Don't worry about the mile. He will relish the mile and then some.
Two more.
Catalyst is the one to beat. Horse number four, Catalyst, will be the favourite and be really well supported.
They won't be able to pull.
In fact, he'll run all the way home to Sydney.
He might win the Derby.
He's unwarnable for the 5K race.
You run in race seven and eight. So I'm having a bet on Shenier each way.
I am now too after that. No, he's going to run that far.
Shenier each way. Catalyst is the one to beat, though.
Oliver's on that again.
What's the blood done wrong? What's he done upset?
You know, I love the blood. But the only thing that concerns me about the blood.
What?
Is he ran in the Caulfield Guineas, right? Then he ran in Queensland, had a couple of runs leading into the Magic Millions in January. Yeah. He came down and ran again. How many peak performances can this outstanding horse have?
Well, I'm going to go against both of you. I'm going for the blood because he flattened his ears out and stuck his head out when it needed most, when it was needed most.
He flattened his ears out.
And stuck his head out. You have a look at that race.
Right. Is that from Panch? Is it the flatten his ears out?
He's a big flattened ear man. I'm going to put FE there.
What's that?
Flattened ears. Race
eight. He may flatten his. Hey. And if you think to yourself in the guineas, if you think to yourself, yeah, I tell you what, I'm not interested in all these favourites they're talking about. Mm. That Perth horse is a proper horse, Superstorm.
Yes.
He's $15. He is up. If he was in Victoria, he'd be half that price. Right. He should not be $15.
Well, no one was talking about it.
I'll just let that marinate. What was last night?
Perth for the big game. Essendon and the Eagles.
Gee, what flight did you get?
Early, which is what we have to do to shop early in the 8th.
That's why you're a little grumpy, because you don't perform well on the backup, do you?
I don't perform well at all.
No, you don't perform at all. Hey, race number 8, the Blamey Stakes. Now,
good race.
This is a horse, G, who is very indicative of you back at the tunnel or the underground. When you used to go to the tunnel. I used to go every week, Tim, to the tunnel.
You've got half a minute.
And I used to go and say that I was Andy Collins because I knew that he'd be at home and not go there. And I'd get a drink card every week.
Quickly, who you got?
Night's Watch, because the blinkers are going on. Finally for him to concentrate. Race 8, number 7, Night's Watch.
D. Oliver again.
Yes. Well, he's in the Hall of Fame, if you don't mind. He does ride.
What about his form? Zero.
Group one, group one.
You know what I'm putting down there?
Drops down to group two.
NW.
What's that mean?
Non-winner.
Get stuffed.
Last race, quickly.
Tanico number 5 is our major bet at $4.40. And just have a little shilling each way on number 2 at $26 called Fox Hall. Consider that as a little, throw it in. Toss that into your quaddy.
I'll put JG there as we go to the break.
What's that?
Just guessing.
Get a Rockstar car park just 2 minutes from the terminal at Melbourne Airport's new short and sweet parking zone. Struggling with back pain? Time to try Kieser. Visit kieser.com.au. Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Richo's tips will be up on the webpage, on our Twitter page. They'll be everywhere. You can find them. So, and a great way to finish the week with big racing.
Yes.
Richo come in. Everyone's loving you coming in.
Thank you, my furry little friend.
A little light and shade. And we do a lot of more serious stuff through the course of the week.
Oh, do we?
Well, we do. But anyway, that was great. And we love it. And we appreciate you coming in. So all those tips are up. Jordan Lewis is going to join us on Monday.
Oh, great.
And we'll be throughout the year from 7 to 8, talking all things footy, and you know he's straight out of the game, so it's a
and he's transitioning into the media now. He unfortunately just played the wrong era because he played alongside Hodgie, who's going to be taking all these cherry picking all the great media deals. Because what a performer he is!
No unfortunate about that era, my friend.
Oh yeah,
he's got 4 medallions stuck under his shirt, and he'll get plenty of work. So he's with us at Fox as well.
I stand corrected.
Stand corrected.
But I don't judge you as a player. The fact that you didn't play any premierships, I still consider you an all-time great. You're just unlucky. You'd have played in an era where you just missed.
I'm just trying to work out where the backhander is. There's one coming in somewhere.
Not at all. I mean, Tim's obviously got all the medallions and, you know, the Hall of Fame and the like.
Just very, very lucky. Very lucky to be there at the right time.
Didn't keep him off the bench for the 89.
Hang on. Was it 18 possessions again?
Just had another text from Billy Goggins.
Was it 18 possessions again?
Kate Corns is up next. We'll see you on Monday morning. Thank you to Jason. We'll be back from Monday.
Good luck on the weekend, everyone.